2019 Constellation Launch Conference in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And look who is here in the studio lounge.
How
of all people, John Ainsworth.
Got my tan going. I'm getting there.
You are dressing the part, sir. And
I like
I'm way overdressed,
I
but
like
that's
it.
All right. So how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah?
It's been a while since GAC.
It seems like forever. And it's much warmer here than
GAC. I like this climate a little better than where we were at before.
It was a little chilly there. So give us the latest on CU Ledger, because you guys have been in the news a ton.
Like, sure.
You're just... had a CU Journal opinion paper by Julie. It was called How Blockchain Can Transform Credit Union Operations.
Yep.
Fantastic write-up, by the way.
Yeah,
so
very good.
Got a lot of good play. But yeah, give us a quick 411 on what's going on at CU Ledger these days.
Well, you know, when we were at GAC, we had the interview with Ted, and Suncoast talked about their pilot, which is coming along nicely, so we're really encouraged about that.
Yep.
Since then, we've actually advanced also with Desert Financial and Unify, so they're both coming fast and furious as well. So those are actually coming to action. And, you know, as you think about where we started as a research to action to then prove the technology could work, that's what those pilots are really about. So we've actually got six that are saying, yeah, the technology works, that's great. Now what can I do with it? So that's fantastic. So we just announced CU Pay, for example, as another use of credential. We are working on smart contracts. All of those sound a lot, but they're actually just a building block off of the same fundamental credential. It's the one Lego, and then you add Lego pieces on it. That's why we're here. So Chris asked us if we would facilitate one of the partner roundtables on blockchain, and I think it's interesting because sometimes we compartmentalize these topics. Well, let's talk about blockchain. Let's talk about AI. Let's talk about Internet of Things. And you know, we forget in this kind of fourth industrial revolution, it's actually all combined. It's actually all of that nanotechnology all in one. So for us, it's moving, delivering the day, but still making very sure we're mindful of preparing for tomorrow. So yeah, fast and furious. So we're privileged to be here.
John, you just answered all my questions in one response. Thank you for that.
Am I consistent for all the other questions?
That was awesome. All right, interview over. No. So tell me about a little bit more about CU Pay.
Sure.
I want to dive in a little bit deeper here, and folks out there who may have not seen the press releases and the other stories and stuff, give us a quick 411 on CU Pay and what that's all about.
No doubt. Well, so we had announced before a partnership with R3 as a member, and this is an expansion of that. And if you think about a lot of the pain with payments, cross-border is clearly one of the most frustrating points, and also one of the most expensive for our customers, members. And so for us, it's actually testing using on another railroad network the delivery. We're very mindful it's not competing with other payment networks. It's actually a deliver for. So if you think about today, if I use Venmo, great, you and I have an exchange on the surface, that's a great app. Underneath, somehow the money has to move.
Right,
so we have to authenticate each other, and then we have to move the money. This is actually a kind of a test of doing that again with a distributed ledger technology and incorporating another network. So in this case, SWIFT. So I've mentioned before our partnership with Estonia, and in August, our attempt is actually to show cross-border movement money from credit union member in Estonia actually to a credit union member in the States using our payroll. So so cross-border is the first. That's where the most pain and friction. But there's a common theme in this, which is kind of taking back our own destiny. And if you think about what the you know, kind of intent around blockchain in general, it's really about this peer-to-peer. And if you think about, in this economy, the number of intermediaries that come between you as a member and me as a credit union, they just keep growing and growing. And the number of new kind of disintermediaries keep growing as well. And so this is census to really establish we can have a peer-to-peer rail that connects us directly and then have those value-added services. So we're excited about it. So testimony and launch,
So excited. I mean, everybody I talk to here is like, there's the sky's the limit type of mentality, which is awesome for this industry, because credit unions, as you well know, can move on a dime. And so this is what you're finding with Suncoast and Desert Financial and Unified. So that's why they're signing up to be pilots of this type of stuff. So it's really exciting to see. And you guys are right there in the middle of it all. So it's awesome. It's
I will say that. You know what's two things that I'm encouraged about. One, again, this being a great example where credit unions are being mindful about taking the long-term view. And it's not, let me take a 12-month view and let's just do all of our initiatives that have to solve for the immediacy. And so these guys have been a great example of thinking forward. We feel like we're in that camp as well. Obviously, everything's about execution, right? And we're very mindful of that. So there has to be intentionality of the roadmap and the delivery. But it's really exciting to see, you know, hey, this is, as again, we've always said as a as an industry, as a force, we actually have a lot of legitimacy. So I'm glad to see us driving, you know, moving it forward.
Indeed. I want to turn to the breakout you're going to have here, or the panel rather, and about blockchain. But we were talking before the recording, it's more than just blockchain. Actually, we're parsing it down to distributed ledger technology and a number of other items. It's not just this ambiguous blockchain terminology that people are like, what? Can you explain that? So now it's getting more specific, which is a good thing.
Very much so. Well, so, and it's interesting if you think about the language you hear in the market, you actually hear more, I will say, criticism of blockchain, and you hear more actually support for distributed ledger technology. I think probably the most evidence was in a interview with the former CEO of Wells and the CEO of MasterCard. Mm-hmm. And in the same interview, they were very negative against blockchain as a protocol, but also talked about the promise of DLT, distributed ledger. Mm-hmm, so the two elements that you hear, peer-to-peer, and then also the distributed ledger benefit, those are the things that we're starting to see some legitimacy in use cases. So it's the same fundamental technology, but being very much more focused and deliberate. So hype's coming down a little bit, reality coming a little bit.
We like the reality.
Reality's good, yeah.
Well, that brings it to, I don't know, fruition, I would think, because people, because you're using it.
Yep.
And you can really see how effective it is and how practical it is.
Sure.
So I think that's the good thing about reality. So talk to us about the R3 announcement as well, because that got a lot of play in the media recently. So.
Sure. Well, it's kind of going back, it was part of what we announced supporting undersea UPay, but I will say it's not the only one. And we also announced IBM as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if, you know, you think about 20 years ago, all of us were building like these private fiefdoms. We all had our own networks. And it's very unique today to where this interoperability, things like open banking, GDPR, are driving this kind of force of collaboration. So a network doesn't mean my own rails anymore. A network is like an environment, if you would, that has operating interoperability of protocols.
Mm-hmm.
So our ID through Evernym as a solution fits in with Encorda, which is R3, and an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And adding on to Swift actually creates a solution set. So these Lego building blocks. So R3, we've actually brought in some of those additional building blocks, if you would. And so payment is one, but the other one is actually around KYC. And shared KYC is a big, big pain point. We all know that there's a problem. There are actually some really international use cases that have been proven to show that if you and I have agreement as a credit union consortium, there are things that we can help each other about, know your customer, that can reduce fraud and cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're pulling in some of the elements of R3 and their successes across the world as well.
And as we live in this global economy, as we're seeing today, I mean, this is more relevant than ever today.
It's
almost a necessity, right?
It's a replay of EMV. And I've said this, you know, and it was very frustrating to watch the rest of the world deploy EMV, and really, I don't know that had it not been mandated, the U.S. still may not be there. But this is very similar to where, if you think about, even with credit unions, you've got the large credit union consortium in Canada, you've got the Australian credit unions, you've got the European credit unions. They have already been learning and exploring the advantages of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it not new, it's not only not new for credit unions. So for us, it's about bringing scale.
Oh my gosh, John, this is so exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to you, I just get so, I get goosebumps and get so motivated to kick somebody in the pants and like, keep moving forward.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, there's a great group of partners here and we're privileged to be collaborating with a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so I think, again, the spirit of collaboration, and there's so much going on, I'm very grateful that we're all trying to find value use cases that actually can either, one, take member friction away, or either improve ROI so that we can get that money back to our members.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Member experience.
Old is new, new is old.
That's right. You heard it from him, ladies and gentlemen. All right, John. Anything else to add?
No, sir.
All right.
Good to see you.
John Ainsworth, CU Ledger. Go look him up.